Act Two opens in the Oval Office of the White House with a conversation between President Nixon and Henry Kissinger.
There should be no foreign policy in this government. No foreign policy, I tell you. You might as well turn it all over to the Soviets and get it over if these leaks are slowly and systematically destroying us.
Oh, you're right, Henry. You're damn right. What if someone blows the news about your secret meetings with China?
They will never meet with me again. We will probably have to eliminate the entire operation.
Oh. We'll take care of the press and the cards, but it's not enough. We've got to turn this around from the PR angle. Use it against the Democrats. After all, they're the ones who screwed up the damn war. Huh? What about this guy Ellsberg?
He's a nut. He's the most dangerous man in America. He was once a student of mine. Genius, but mad. Mr. President, he must be stopped. He has access to very critical defense secrets of current validity, such as nuclear deterrent targeting.
Let's get on it. Why can't we find him? This guy should be locked up. And it's not only him. You know, there's a whole gang out there, in cahoots with the Democrats, trying to pry loose government secrets for political reasons. We need to counterattack. What about the DM study? Is this in Pentagon Papers? I gave orders a year ago to get that damn study. It shows that Kennedy ordered DM's assassination. I think Howard Hunt is working on that.
Very good. If you'll excuse me, Mr. President.
And we'll get them on several fronts. And goddamn Washington Post! Don't they have a couple of TV licenses? Let's see what we can do about those. We'll get Agnew on it. Turn him loose on the Post. I'm going to order a full court press.
Yes, Mr. President.
Don't worry, Henry.
No, Mr. President.
A small conference room in the Justice Department. The Post's lawyer, Brian Sullivan, is working at a wooden table, while a military sentry watches him.